This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. Our top story is first. Communist Party of Nepal, UML, calls its Central Committee meeting on the 14th of March. Main opposition party Nepali Congress to discuss the contemporary political issues in today's office bearers meeting. And Thailand delays rollout of the AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine over reports of blood clots. Now the news in detail. The Nepal Communist Party of Nepal, UML, has called its Central Committee meeting on the 14th of March. Office Secretary of the CPN UML, Isuri Rizal, said Party General Secretary Iswar Pokhrel called the Central Committee meeting in consultation with Chairman KP Sharma Ole. Secretary Rizal said that the venue of the meeting has not been finalized yet. And the elected central members from the 9th General Convention of the party and nominated central members after the convention will be present in the meeting. The main opposition party Nepali Congress has called the meeting of its office bearers and former office bearers this afternoon to discuss the contemporary political issues. NC spokesperson Vishwaprakash Sharma said the meeting called at 3 p.m. today will be centered on the upcoming 14th General Convention, changing political situation and power sharing. The meeting is taking place at Party President Sher Bahadur Deuba's residence in Budanilkant. Likewise, Nepali Congress is also holding discussion with Janata Samajwadi Party on contemporary political situation at 4 p.m. today. According to NC spokesperson Sharma, the top leaders of the Nepali Congress and Janata Samajwadi Party will hold the meeting. 6 years after the handover of BP Highway, various sections along Dhulikhel-Sindhuli-Bardibas roadway are getting repaired. The regular and occasional maintenance as overlay and single surface tracing will be carried out on the roadway constructed by the Japanese International Cooperation Agency, JICA. All the beds of Beni Hospital in Magdi District have got oxygen supplied through pipes. The oxygen supply center set up in the hospital premises has started supplying oxygen directly from the pipes to the beds of the patients admitted for treatment. And Chairman of the Hospital Management Committee, Bill Bahadur Kotwal, informed that oxygen pipes have been installed in all the 30 beds of the hospital. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. Thailand has delayed the rollout of the AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine over reports of blood clots, despite there being no evidence of this. The country's prime minister was due to kick up the country's vaccination drive by getting the jab on Friday, and this has now been cancelled. The delay comes after a number of countries, including Denmark and Norway, suspended the use of the jab. Around 5 million Europeans have already received the AstraZeneca's vaccine. Myanmar's military rulers have accused the ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi of illegally accepting $600,000 and 11 kg of gold. The allegation is the strongest yet leveled by the military since it overthrew Ms. Suu Kyi and the country's democratic leadership on the 1st of February. However, no evidence was provided, and meantime, the UN human rights investigator accused the military of committing crimes against humanity. Thomas Andrews told the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva that Myanmar was currently being controlled by a murderous illegal regime. US President Joe Biden has said that he is hopeful that America can mark independence from COVID-19 on the 4th of July if people get vaccinated. In his first prime-time address as president, Mr. Biden said that he would order states to make all adults eligible for vaccinations by the 1st of May. And current measures prioritize people by age or health conditions. And Mr. Biden was speaking exactly a year to the day after the outbreak was classified a global pandemic. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up top stories once more. Communist Party of Nepal, UML, calls its Central Committee meeting on the 14th of March. Main opposition party Nepali Congress to discuss the contemporary political issues in today's office bearers meeting. And Thailand delays rollout of the AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine over reports of blood clots. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.